Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing with Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shiurim in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Herakei Halacha Ches, and this is the fifth Shiur in this series, the second series in this Halacha. And the Yisod that we saw was that if you have a Lav Shein Bo Maisa, but there is a Maisa involved, if that Maisa was a Maisa Heter, it would depend. If the Maisa Heter only fulfilled the Tanai for the Yisr, then it would still be considered a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. If this Maisa, even if it was a Maisa of Heter, but it brought about the Yisr itself, and not just a condition for the Yisr, then it would be a Lav Sheish Bo Maisa. That's how we explain, you know, someone coming to the Azar, he's not Chayiv. If he doesn't bring a carbon, a regal, he's not Chayiv. It's Lav Sheish Bo Maisa. I did a Maisa come to the Azar. The answer is, the coming is just a Tanai for the Isser of not having a carbon, of coming empty-handed. Memela, it's considered a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. And we were Marich in this Nakuda in the previous year. That's how we saw. That's why we explained why someone who buys chametz on Pesach, buys chametz on Pesach, so that's considered lav sheish bo maisa. Why? The Rambam says, why is it a lav sheish bo maisa? Because the maisa that he did, you know, the etzem inyan of being kona chametz isn't an iser, but it brought about the iser, and now he owns the chametz. So that's when Nazi was metame himself. He's over on Baal Ta'acher because he can't bring his karbanas tahara on time. He gets ma'al considered yesh bo maisa because that's a direct. That's like a direct maisa against the Baal Ta'acher. He's not allowed to be ma'acher, and by being mitame himself, he's being ma'acher. And as we said, he's over miyad, not just after the three regalim. So that's a direct maisa that brings about the iser. Ha'ichul nutzar al yidei ma'aseh. Etzem pulat ha-tum'ah, but they might say ichud, as we explained in the previous shiur. Okay, so that's the Yisod HaDvarim. You can listen. I hope you heard the first four shiurim in the series and the other eight shiurim we had in the first series in this halacha. HaDvarim meirim u'mesamchim. Ve'yein bo'or sameach b'perek zayin melchot geneva v'aveida b'halacha bet. Shakatav. מה שכתב שם הרמב״ם, דמשהה חמץ בביתו, דמשהה בביתו מידה חסרה, אבי שיש בו לב, אין לא יקנו לו שרי, אין בו מעשה. So, והיילג אדווינסקי הוא היה שמח, and גנב בבית 7-2, quotes the Rambam says that if a person leaves a false measure, a false weight in his home, even though there's a lav involved. Ein loikin olav. He doesn't get malchus. Why? Because ein bo maisa. It's not. There's no maisa involved. It's passive, not active. That's the Rambam. Frek the Dvinsker. Wait a second. Timken misha chakak kap chaser. או הקונה, מידה חסרה ילקה, כמו שכתב הרמב"ם לגבי הקונה, או עושה חמץ בפסח, ומאתיים הסתם הרמב"ם. He asks, let's say somebody takes a measure, and he makes it into a false measure. He does a maisa to turn it into a false measure. Achaira. That's what he does. Then his din should be that it's a lav sheish bo maisa. Or if somebody goes out and purchases a false measure, that should be a lav sheish bo maisa. Why? Why? The answer is because he did a maisa. Just like we find by Chametz B'Pesach, Rambam Hilchos Pesach 1:3. The Rambam says that if somebody buys chametz or is machmitz dough, it's a lav sheish bo maisa. Here also, why don't we say the same word by mishkalos? We already had at least one incredible shiur on this topic. Ways back, you can listen to that. But the point is that we have this stira l'chor. Rambam here was so saying the Rambam didn't distinguish between various cases. Sometimes there is a ma'aseh, sometimes there isn't a ma'aseh. Rambam says a blanket rule: it's a lav sheish bo ma'aseh. What do you mean a lav sheish bo ma'aseh? How can you call a lav sheish bo ma'aseh? It's a lav sheish bo ma'aseh. In certain instances, in certain scenarios, where he's kind of the midah chaserah, or he's choikek when he makes a, he changes, he doctors it. You know, like when the pitcher. Sometimes he takes the ball and he doctors the ball, that it does funny things. So too, person doctors the weights. It's a lav sheish bo maisa, but why does the Rambam tell us that? So that's the kasha of the Or Samech. He was actually beaten to it by the Minchas Chinuch, Reish Nun Ches, Sif Kot Gimel, Ayin Shem B'Divrei HaMinchas Chinuch. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows. That by Chometz, Hashelo Asu, V'yitzirat Hashelo Shel HaChometz, Hovelei Al Yidei Maise. Hovelei Shelo B'Maise, Shehu Lav, Sheyesh Bo Maise. By Chometz, you know what the Yisur is? That it's yours. And the creation of the yours of Chometz is done through a ma'isa. And it's considered yours with a ma'isa. That's why it's a lav sheish bo ma'isa. How did it become yours? With a ma'isa. You bought it, you made it. Hashem came in mishkalos, im einu al menas lishko mutter. If it's not done in order to actually weigh with it, it's mutter. Amenas lishkola, so lichora, gam b'sheino shela. And if you're doing it amenas lishkol, in order to weigh with it, it's also even if it's not yours. Look in the Divrei Yecheskel and Simon Ches Os B'chof, and there in the Rosameach. Now, that amenas lishkol doesn't involve a maisa. It's your das that's involved. And your das doesn't have a maisa. Vim came. Afal pishe afsharut lisur ba'a al yedei maisa lo chashiv yesh bo maisa. Even though the possibility for the isur comes through maisa, it's not considered yesh bo maisa. Why? Because you need das. You know what it's like, sweet friends? It's like our Los Achmod case. We had in a previous shiur. Losachmod is a lav sheish bo ma'aseh. Why is losachmod a lav sheish bo ma'aseh? Losachmod is you covet something, and then you convince the guy to give it to you, and you get it from him. Pay for it. She didn't pay for it. She got the object, so that's a ma'aseh. So it's a lav sheish bo ma'aseh. Tshuvai. Sheikar ze eshtadlut. Zo ha'machshava. Zo ha'dvarim shelo klulim b'ma'aseh. So since the Ikar Isser is not in the realm of Maisa, your Maisa doesn't do anything, even though it enabled the Isser, facilitated the Isser. Also, the Iker Isser by Mishkolos is Almanas Lishko, and that's Das. As a Loma Shanesha Asita Maisa, Ikara Isul Zadat, Lom Maisa. Ma'ase zeh rak ha'echetimsi, it's just the means. But that's not considered part of the Yisr. That doesn't itself involve the Yisr. The Yisr is in another locus, in a different locus. The Yisr is on the Amanas Lishko, the Das. And therefore it's not considered Lav Shishbo Ma'ase. Ma'ashenke in the Chometz, Chometz Yisr is that it's yours. You create it as yours when you buy it. So that's considered part and parcel of the Yisr. You're right, the Etzem Yisr is the Shalom. But you created the Shalom by buying it. And therefore there's an intrinsic connection between the Shalom and the Maisa. Because it's Shalom v'Maisa. If by Mishkolos the Isser was Shalom, then Eina Chinami. Then the Maisa of buying it would be a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. But the Isser is not Shalom. The Isser is the Das. And since the Isser is in the realm of Das, it's in the intellectual realm, it's in the brain, in the head, by definition it can't be a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. Ashenken Chometz is in the physical realm, it's owning something. And the way you own something is by buying it, or by creating it. And therefore, if you bought it or you created it, so that's considered Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. Because you can connect owning it to buying it. These are two things that are interrelated. But Das and Maisa are two different realms. So therefore, since by definition this is a Das Isser, Mishkalos, it's Amanas Lishko, it's in order to use it falsely, by definition it can't be a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. And maybe that's what the Or Sameach means. You can look there again in Geneva of 8 to 7 too. And according to this, צריכים עיון דברי הירושלמי בפרק ג' של מסכת שבועות הלכה ז' מבואר שם להדיה בנשבע לאכול בנשבע שאוכל וזרק הכיכר לים תהובלי יש בו מייסה וכקושיית הפני יהושע הנעל. Ra'inu, באחד מהשיעורים הקודמים, את הקושייה של הפני יהושע. שהתוספות אמרו בשבועות בדף ד' that if somebody takes an oath that he's going to eat and he throws the kikar liyam, he throws the loaf of bread into the sea, and they gave him asroe. When he throws it into the sea, he's pater. Why is he pater? Because it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. Frakti Pnei Yoshua, what do you mean he threw it in the sea? It's a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. He swore that he's going to eat it. He throws it himself in the water. So he's over on his Shavua B'kum V'aseh. That's the Kasha of the Pnei Yoshua. Antosis. And in fact, that's what the Yerushalmi says. That if someone eats, swears he's going to eat, and he throws the kikar liyam, it's considered yesh bo maisa. According to the Bavli, ain bo maisa. Frek toisis, why he threw it into the sea, yesh bo maisa. According to the toisis in the Bavli, if he threw it into the sea, he's patrik as ain bo maisa. Frek the Pnei Yoshua, why I threw it in the sea, yesh bo maisa. And that's Taka the Yerushalmi says. And we saw the mitzvah Eisan, that the Maisa Batzmos is a Maisa Heter, even though through it, you're over on an Isser, it's considered a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. That's how he explains Tosfos. Akopana, back to the Yerushalmi, Arebialnu, Shebechai Gavnesha Maisa and Apol Bia Achila Lekuli Amalo Choshev Maisa. Wait a second, here, there are two different realms. What's the Isser? The Isser is not eating it. What's his maisa? His maisa is throwing it in the sea. These are two completely different things. If they're two completely different realms, it's not considered a lav sheyesh bo maisa. So how can the Yerushalmi say that it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa to throw the kikar in the yam that he swore he was going to eat? Hamaisa eino poel biachila. He wasn't eating it no matter what. That's not the issue. The issue is not throwing it in the sea. It's a zayt gezach. It's a side thing. So why does the Yerushalmi hold Yeshua Maisa, so it must be that the Zrika itself is a Maisa Asiya Shel Lo Achalti. Kevin Shaydei Zen Nifka Achila. So the Yerushalmi is obviously holding that the Zrika is considered a Maisa Asiya of not eating it. The Shmuel was he's going to eat it, and it's considered not eating it when he throws it in the sea. Because now we can't eat it anymore. And that's what it says in the Kovet Ze'aris on the Sechas Yevamis. Tafresh Yedal, Tafresh Chofei, Tafresh Chofzayin. That Yesh Bo Maisa isn't Talui. B'mashe Yisur B'i Maisa. Ela B'mashe Avar Al Yisur B'Maisa. The Yesh Bo Maisa doesn't depend on whether or not the Isser is in a lack of Maisa. But whether you were over on the Isser with a Maisa. And here the Maisa Zrika created the Aveira. So even though the Isser is in one realm in not eating it, which has no Maisa, nevertheless, he was over the Isser with a Maisa, he threw it in the sea. He made it inedible. So the question therefore is, how's Tosis going to handle the Yerushalmi? You see in the Yerushalmi a Chiddush that we haven't learned until now. We've been saying that if there are two different realms, if the Isser and the Maisa are two different realms, then it's considered a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. As opposed to where it's the same realm, the Isser came through a Maisa, that's considered a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa, like buying chametz, you make it shalom, through a kinyan, through a maisa. So that's already considered a lav sheyesh bo maisa. But if it's two separate things, like we have by the Gemara Galim, by the Los Yerokanai Reikam, that's, they're two different things. The coming to the Azara is a maisa, but that's not the Isser. The Isser is being empty handed, and that's Aimbo maisa. The Isser of throwing the Isser of not eating this loaf is the not eating the loaf, not the throwing it in the sea. And that's how we explain Tosfos, that's considered Ein Bo Maisa. But you see now like that in the Yerushalmi, like the Kasha of the Pnei Yoshua, Hare Yesh Bo Maisa. The Yerushalmi says Yesh Bo Maisa. So you see that as long as this Maisa brings about the fact in some way that you're not going to do the Aveira, that you're doing an Aveira, that's considered Yesh Bo Maisa. Through this Nifka Achila. Now you can't eat the loaf of bread anymore because you threw it in the ocean. You're right, that's not the Isser. The Isser is the not eating it, and you wouldn't have eaten it anyway. Quite possibly. The Isser isn't in throwing it in, but Safo Shel Davar, you were over the by throwing it in the sea. Now you're automatically over an Isser. Now you can't eat it. And that's considered Yesh Bo Maisa. So how's Tosis going to manage with this Yerushalmi? So sweet friends, we have a Mahalach to go on over here. And I ask that you stay tuned, and we're going to see in the flows. Okay? הדברים מאירים עיניים ושמחי לב, בעזרת השם נמשיך. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום שלום.